I've hunted all my life, and bird hunting has always been my favorite, pheasant and duck hunting.
You know, at some point in my life, I wanted to practice falconry. Love to hunt, and I love birds of prey, and it's the ultimate combination of the two. We can trap birds out of the wild. This particular bird is not a wild, this is a captive produced bird. This is a goshawk. This is Daisy. She's six years old now. She's a seasoned hunter now. And I mostly fly pheasants with her, but do hunt ducks and some squirrels with her also. But pheasants are what we spend most of our time hunting. We don't train them to hunt. I mean, nature has done that. So we are training them to return to us. That's the training portion of it, so that you can get your bird back at the end of the hunt. This is a field here that I've hunted a couple of times here for pheasants. Did spot a rooster hunkered down. Maybe more than one. I don't know, they run down into that cover, into that draw. So once they get over the hill,
see if we can't get a flight on them.
The best word to describe it is a partnership. I mean, we are hunting partners, and the dog there is the third partner in the partnership. Ideally, my dog will locate a pheasant in the perfect world. He'll point it, the pheasant will hold real tight and allow us then to approach very closely. So for her to have a chance of catching a pheasant on the rise, it's got to be very, very close, and it's extremely difficult. Wow, you flew nice. We do a lot more chasing than we do catching. It's a real challenge to put anything in the bag. Sort of, if you want to fill your game bag, you know, a shotgun is a far, far better method than a hawk. It's just a thing of beauty watching a rooster pheasant rise up out of the cover and watching a goshawk try to climb up into the sky and tackle it and pull it down.
More than likely, the pheasant probably beat her to cover. She has a transmitter on her. Now we're gonna go track her down. I transferred her off onto some other food.
We have the possibility in falconry to do catch and release. The cover didn't allow him to get up and away, so I'm gonna let him go.
Hank, whoa!
A lot of people will say to me, that's a real interesting hobby. You could ask my wife. I mean, it is definitely, you know, for most falconers, it is a lifestyle. Don't know of many other things like it in the world today. We're getting so far removed, it seems, society in general, from the natural world. And falconry is a very, very intimate relationship with nature.